The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Get your ears wrapped around the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast. All the scoop you need to know, from college basketball to the NBA and even March Madness. News of your rising stars. Topics on and off the hardwood. This is the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast.
Hey, what's up, everyone? You're tuned in to the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and there's a lot to talk about today. I know that I literally say that every single episode, and it's true. There is still a lot going on in basketball. This is going to be an exciting summer for basketball with the Olympics going on and getting ready to start. It's already been kind of exciting with Team USA men's basketball, the national team, and their exhibition games, as well as the women's national basketball team. They've been doing quite well as they are doing their exhibition games. They just had their game against the select team. So there's a lot to talk about. Like I said, there's a lot going on with the All-Star game getting pulled out of Charlotte. I'm going to talk about that, as well as NBA 2K, because who doesn't love NBA 2K? So keep it locked here. I'm your host, Pauline. You're listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red-hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
So, like I said, this is the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and the men's national team has had three exhibition games so far. And if they are any indicator of how this summer is going to be, the world got to watch out, you know. So they have been doing so well, and so far they have played China twice, and they just ended them. You know, it was a fun game to watch because our favorite players are doing well, but then in the same way, it's kind of boring when there's no competition, you know? Like, so they've played China twice. They have played Argentina, where they opened up the exhibition games, was playing against Argentina, beat them there. And so this past exhibition game against China was another blowout, and it was kind of fun. There's been a lot of buzz, of course, with this one because Kevin Durant, who has moved to the Warriors, that was basically his debut at the Oracle Arena. And so he kind of has been getting some mixed feelings from fans in LA. He was booed when he came on to the court, but at the Oracle, everyone was really excited. A lot of his, Stephen Curry was there. Some of his other teammates on his new team were there to support him and to see his debut. And it couldn't have been any more like picture perfect. It's almost like a movie type thing how they had it for him. So he scored the first actually 10 points for Team USA. And so he received, he had the first touch off the jump ball. scored a three-pointer right away, came back down, dunked it. So he started off on a really good foot at the Oracle, and the fans were going crazy excited for him. And so it's kind of exciting. I'm excited for him. I guess I just repeat that a lot, how excited I am for basketball season and with these exhibition games to see how well these, you know, these new trades are. And with Kevin Durant, I can't imagine. He has stated, you know, if you love basketball, then eventually you're going to get over it, what he's done, all the people that are still kind of like poo-poo-y on him and just like kind of just mad at what he did. But whatever, you know, he's still here. He's come to play. They had a really good game last night. A lot of guys for Team USA had a really good game. DeMarcus Cousins, he is, of course, a center for the Sacramento Kings. He had a double-double, 21 and 11. So he had a really good game. Carmelo Anthony was showing out last night as well in that exhibition game against China. Harrison Barnes played very well. So it's exciting because we get to see the All-Star game is, which we're going to talk about that because the All-Star game has been moved out of Charlotte. So I have a lot to say about that as well. Anyway, so the All-Star game has all of our favorite players, kind of like the national team, where it's all of our best of the best and they play against each other. But it's not always, it's more of like a show off game and it's like fun just to see them do tricks. Like they take it seriously, but really not really. And so it's fun to have the national team because these are, like I said, again, the best of our best, but having a good time and actually competing. So it's kind of cool to see what a team would look like how dominating a team would be if we literally could pluck just the best of the best, minus, of course, a few guys, Anthony Davis, LeBron. So minus a few guys that we, well, that I would have on my ultimate team. But so it's been a lot of fun with this national team, and our U.S. men's national team has had a lot of success these past few years when it comes to the Olympics and also when it comes to the FIBA World Tournament. So it's exciting. It's going to be a great summer. I don't want to say anything as far as my predictions because I don't want to jinx anything, but it's going to be great. They play Venezuela. They're preparing to wrap up these exhibition games and move on to Rio. So it's going to be a lot of fun how they transition over to that. And unfortunately for China, who has already lost twice to our team, that's going to be the opener for U.S. men's basketball. Their first game is going to be against China again. So I'm just going to call that one. That's going to be another blowout where we got that one. Hey, maybe we won't lose. Maybe the Olympics will just be another, you know, just an undefeated time for the men's national team. And speaking of being undefeated in the Olympics, if you don't know, now you do, because the women's national team for USA, for America, the States, is actually like amazing when it comes to playing internationally. And so some of the players on that team, we have Sue Bird, Tamika Catchings, we have Brittany Griner, who has been is new on the team. Diana Taurasi, one of my ultimate favorites is Diana Taurasi. So since 1996, they have actually won five consecutive gold medals, the women's national team. Okay, so they're entering Rio right now on a 41 Olympic game winning streak. So like they do not lose when it comes to the Olympics. So it's going to be really exciting. So you have some, you know, players on that team that have multiple medals and have been, you know, this is nothing new to them. They're going to start with their exhibition games this weekend, and that's going to be a lot of excitement and a lot of fun. But our women's national team does not lose when it comes to playing internationally. So that's going to be a lot of fun too to watch too. So it's just a great time to be rooting for Team USA. Our men's team is doing phenomenally so far in these exhibition games. They're showing what we're working with. The women's basketball team consistently is showing you what they're working with. So it's going to be a lot of fun. The cool and interesting thing about the Olympics is that right now is actually the WNBA season. So there's actually games, like this is the season they play through the summer. So basketball for the WNBA has actually, you know, stopped. There's they're going on a break so that these ladies can go play in Rio for the Olympics. So it's kind of interesting how the seasons overlap. And so as a whole organization, the WNBA is kind of like on a break. And so that's a good thing. Some of those players, we did talk about how NBA players, their bodies can get overworked. And so they want more rest. And that's reasons why some guys such as like Chris Paul, LeBron, and probably even Stephen Curry too, because he had little injuries towards the end of the season, are skipping out from playing in the Olympics, is to rest their bodies. So this is the time for the WNBA players who are not participating on the national team to get that rest, get some extra, you know, relaxation in, work on their bodies if they need to, figure out the next game plan for the next steps moving forward. So that is going to be that. There is actually a little bit more on the WNBA that I want to share. They've been in the news lately, which is some things that's been going on socially. And so I want to touch on that when we come back from the break. Like I said, we need to talk about video games, NBA 2K, which I am really not that good at. My brothers play it. They have fun. They do like that. My player, where like they build their player and then like they cheat because they make everything like super high. But anyway, so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the All-Star game when we come back. I also wanted to talk about a player on the Cavs who is retiring after just 1 year in the NBA. So I have a lot more still to talk about when we come back. So keep it locked here. You're listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, guaranteed to fill that podcast itch, whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Hey everyone, so this is the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast. I'm back. I'm your host, Pauline. And like before the break, I had mentioned about the WNBA and the women's national team and all their success that they've been having throughout these like decades, literally decades of playing internationally. But here on the home front, the WNBA has also made frontline news and has been more in the media. I know that WNBA doesn't get as much coverage as I think that they deserve because, when you know, it's the 20th season, they have consistently produced amazing players. And if you watch the games, there's a lot of great players that play in the WNBA. But anyway, so that's a sidebar. So we're going to jump to most recently, these last few weeks. There's just been a lot going on socially. People and just acting out of fear and hate and just out of total disregard for human life. There's been a lot of things going on. And so these WNBA players, and at the ESPYs, it was touched on LeBron James, Chris Paul, Dwayne Wade, and Carmelo touched on that. Michael Jordan has donated $2 million to help with tension between the police and minority communities. So there's been a lot on from some prominent NBA players on what's happening in the United States socially. But then the WNBA has taken it a step forward. Now, this is nothing new. It's nothing new for players, athletes of all different sports to kind of like use their platform to speak up or to shed light on different social issues, whether it comes to race, faith, really anything that they believe and want to shed light on. So the WNBA has had a few teams, the Indiana Fever, New York Liberty, the Phoenix Mercury. They were fined. The teams were fined $5,000 and then the players were fined $500 each for wearing shirts in solidarity against police brutality and other social concerns that they have. So they were wearing like Black Lives Matter shirts or just solid black shirts and black warm-ups, so to show solidarity and to bring awareness. Now, it has brought a lot of awareness, so in a way, mission accomplished for these WNBA players. We're talking about it. It's raising awareness. They have come out on Twitter. Sue Bird has tweeted, you know, Breonna Stewart, Natasha Cloud, they've come out and said that these are things that they believe, things that they stand against and stand for, and so that they're using their platforms to shed light and to bring awareness. Now, even though they were fined, a lot of these WNBA players were saying, we don't care if the WNBA does not stand with us. We as individuals and as teammates, this is what we stand for. This is what we're going to do. So fine us. That's fine. We don't care. We're not going, you know, they were actually tweeting, we are not going to be silent. So they were speaking up. And now it's kind of interesting because they were initially at the beginning of the week issued fines for these actions. And the reason why that they were issued fines was actually on the basis that they are not allowed, players are not allowed to alter uniforms or warmups like during game time and during like pre-game, post-game. Like they have their uniforms and they cannot alter their uniforms. And so that was kind of like the premise that the WNBA used when issuing these fines. But there was a lot of uproar saying like, why can't they use their platform? What are they, you know, just a lot of people and some backlash against the WNBA for issuing these sanctions. So they actually took it back because it was nonviolent. They're just using their platforms to shed light on their individual concerns and beliefs. We as an organization, the WNBA as a league, will support that. Now, Adam Silver, the commissioner for the NBA, has already said that, you know, in regards to the ESPYs and in regards to other things that NBA players have done and spoken out and said that he supports them using their platform and bringing awareness, like he's okay with that. So it's one of those things where it's really touchy because do you allow, we as like fans and as a society, we want athletes to use their platforms, but then when they do, then we tell them not to. And then we always say, like, one of my favorite sayings is, much is expected from those, much is given. So it's like, when do they speak up? Do they just, and we forget that, yeah, they're athletes, but they're also people too. So they also have concerns about things that go on around them as well. And then do we want them to speak up? Do we not? So like I said, the WNBA has taken it back, taken these fines back, and they are going to allow them to show support and stand up for certain things in a nonviolent way. So I guess ultimately these players have like they win when it comes to being able to express themselves. So it's going to be quite kind of interesting to see moving forward what policies are going to be put into place to, you know, prohibit this. I don't know, because that always happens, you know, somebody steps up or says something and then rules are made, or, you know, rules can be changed in a good way too, depending. So that's what's been happening with the WNBA, on top of the fact that the national team is so successful. So it's really interesting. And I mean, I don't really have a problem with it. I actually like when athletes and celebrities use their platforms to bring awareness to certain issues. They do a lot for people that have special needs, whether they do it silently by donating or bringing light through the media. It's really up to them on what they choose to do. But any person that has the opportunity to make a change, if they do it, especially in a positive light, then I'm all for that. So that's what's been going on with the WNBA so far, since they are kind of like on this hiatus for the Olympics this summer. And when we're going to have to cut it to a break real quickly, but when we come back, some people retiring this season and the All-Star Game. Speaking of, you know, the NBA and the WNBA making changes or allowing or disallowing things, there's an All-Star Game that's been pulled out of Charlotte, so I want to talk about that. We have a little bit more to wrap up this episode, so keep it locked here on the GSMC Basketball Podcast.
Are you looking for the very best NFL and college football podcast? Then check out the GSMC Football Podcast. Get the latest football news, both on and off the field. From the NFL draft to trades to the rumor mill to the NFL combines, they got you covered. That's gsmcpodcast.com/football-podcast. Get updates on college rivalries, game day insights, and much, much more. It's football talk the way you want it. This show eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
And welcome back. This is Pauline with the GSMC Basketball Podcast. And before the break, I had mentioned that the All-Star Game has been officially pulled out of Charlotte. It's been kind of like in the works. Like there's been a lot of conversations between the league and the city of Charlotte, the state of North Carolina. And they have officially pulled the All-Star Game for 2017 out of Charlotte. And so, which is... Okay, so the reason why they have done this is because of a bill that was passed by North Carolina, the HB2, the House Bill 2, that was restricting what bathrooms people can use based on how they identify. So the NBA has decided to pull out of Charlotte. And now the NBA is not the only organization to do this. There's been other organizations like PayPal has, they were planning on starting a lot of jobs there. So they've decided to halt that. There's been a lot of some even directors and movie companies have decided not to shoot there anymore. So it's going to be kind of like an economic loss, especially with some of these major organizations pulling out of North Carolina. And so like the All-Star Game, which has been estimated brings in over $100 million just event alone. Being pulled out, that's how much of an economic hit that the city of Charlotte is going to be taking. So it's going to, you know, the NBA and these players and the commissioner and the organizations, they have every right to do what they want to do. It has not been decided where the 2017 All-Star Game is going to be held. Mark Cuban has suggested Dallas. There has been talks about perhaps Vegas and all these other places that it could go. And so it's going to be interesting what's going to happen for the 2017 All-Star Game. It's going to be different. People have like mixed feelings about it. Some people say it doesn't really matter. Some people say why, you know, now we're moving athletics into politics and things like that. So again, there's just been a lot of things where it's been crossing over. There's been a lot of social and political crossover with athletics, especially with the NBA and the WNBA these last few weeks. So I'm kind of interested to see where the NBA is going to decide to hold the All-Star Game and what they're going to do for that. So in these next few weeks, I'm sure they're going to be announcing something hopefully before season starts. I know a lot of people plan ahead for the All-Star Game just like as fans, so it's going to be interesting to see what they're going to do differently for that All-Star Game being in a new city. And so I don't know. It's, you know, tweet me at GSMC_basketball about how you feel about the NBA pulling out of Charlotte. Does it matter? Does it not matter? Does the NBA come back to Charlotte? Like, are they thinking that they're going to change a bill? Or, you know, I don't know. So tweet at me at GSMC_basketball, because I'm interested to hear what you guys have to say and feel about the All-Star Game being pulled and where you may even think that it's going to go next. I don't know. That's going to be a lot of exciting. I mean, Sacramento, we're going to have the new Golden One Center. So that's going to be kind of cool. So, you know, they can bring it here to Sacramento. But so in addition to speaking about, you know, All-Stars and great players, it's been announced that Amari Stoudemire has decided to retire. So he is going to retire. He signed a 5-year contract worth $100 million in New York with the Knicks in 2010. Excuse me. I don't know why that just slipped my mind, but in 2010. So he's decided he wants to retire as a Knick. And now Amari Stoudemire, he's been kind of quiet and kind of like, you know, he's had a lot of injuries, especially with his knees these last few seasons. But we forget, he was Rookie of the Year. He has been a 6-time All-Star. He was great with Steve Nash and the Phoenix Suns. So he's not a terrible player. He has decided to retire. So both the Knicks organizations and the Phoenix Suns, of course, wish him the best. He could possibly be playing overseas. He's had some talks over there about playing overseas. However, he has also stated that he kind of wants to like rest and recover. So we'll see what happens with him. This may not be the end of Stoudemire. It may just be the end of him in the NBA. Who knows? And speaking of retiring, the Cavs, Sasha Kahn. So this is a guy who has only played 1 year in the NBA, but he played with the Cavs this past season. So he's a champion and he has decided to retire from the NBA. So talk about quit while you're on top. He has that one championship ring with the Cavaliers and he's decided to retire. And he has also based his retirement off of an ankle injury that he says has been getting worse and worse. And the funny thing about this guy is he doesn't have a lot of talk. There wasn't a lot of buzz about him throughout the playoffs. However, he in 2008 was a national champion with the University of Kansas. So there's a championship right there. And then also he played professionally in Moscow. So with the CSKA Moscow, he won 5 Russian League titles and also 5 VTB United League titles. And in 2012, he won bronze in the Olympics. So he actually has a lot of rings. He has a gold, a bronze medal. So he's kind of like done a little bit of everything and done well with everything. He's done well internationally, done well in the Olympics, done well now in the NBA. He has something that a lot of other NBA players who have been playing years do not have. So hey, quit while you're on top. He's gonna take care of his body now. Hopefully, I always talk about investing and doing well so that when you retire you can still live lavish. So hey, if that's what he wants to do, he's basically checked off everything off his list before retiring. So congratulations to him on winning as a champion. Hey, and speaking of championships, this kind of doesn't really segue, but I've been wanting to talk about the NBA 2K17 game. They have a partnership with USA Men's Basketball as well. And they have, before in the past, also, in 2012, have had the U.S. national team as one of the teams that you can play. But the cool thing about this game, 2K17, is that there's going to be more detailed graphics. We're going to have Coach on there, and they are allowing people. So I'm just going to give you guys an inside scoop when it comes to NBA 2K17, because, I'm the plug when it comes to this. But if you pre-order the game, so the game is coming out, it's going to be released September 20th. However, if you pre-order the game, you will get the game 4 days early. And also, you will get the 2016 men's national team as well as a 1992 Dream Team. So instead of having to pay later, once you get the game, to have the team. So that's your little inside scoop on that. You could get it early. I don't know. I don't really play NBA 2K, but my brothers do, and I know that they love it. I always think it's cool that they have like the announcers doing the play-by-play. So these games have consistently gotten better. So I'm sure 2017 is going to be a lot more fun, especially with this amazing powerhouse team that we have with the 2016 men's national team. And speaking of social media and games and all that with the NBA, if you did not know, and I should have told you guys this before because it's kind of late, but on Facebook, they have a partnership where they are streaming live these exhibition games of the U.S. men's national team and the U.S. women's national team. So if you want to catch these last few exhibition games for the men's team and then the women's team as well, who are going to be playing France, you can actually stream it live on Facebook. So that's going to be really cool, because it's also on NBA TV, but not everybody has cable. Some people are on the go. Maybe you're at work. I don't know. But if you want to stream these games, you can watch them live through Facebook, which is going to be, I think, awesome. I think it makes it more accessible. And again, the NBA is trying really hard and doing really well, not just the NBA, but the national team. So basketball in general is doing really well of integrating with our social media platforms to make it easier access. We talked about Twitter in the last episode and how they're integrating those live exclusive shows on Twitter with the NBA. So it's going to be a lot of fun to see how more access we are actually going to get, like real time access, instead of articles that come on after the game or interviews after the games. We can actually watch the games no matter where we are through Facebook and other platforms, which I think is going to be a lot of excitement. It's a lot of changes that are happening. I see that the NBA as a league, the WNBA as a league, are trying to be so innovative when it comes to just everything right now on all types of platforms, which is awesome. You know, the game is evolving as players are changing socially and politically, I guess now the organizations are changing. So it's going to be just a lot of change, whether we're ready for it or not. It's coming. So there's going to be a lot of excitement as both of our national teams go for gold this year in Rio 2016. And hey, I mean, the women's team with that unbelievable winning streak, 41 games in the Olympics, is going to be great. So keep it locked. Like I said, you can always listen to us at gsmcpodcast.com. You can listen to any of the podcasts in our network may interest you. We have something for everyone. We got entertainment, we have more sports, book reviews, anything. So that's at the gsmcpodcast.com. You can download and listen to any of the shows on our network, also on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. So this has been your Golden State Media Concepts basketball podcast with me, your host, Pauline. It's been a lot of fun. This one was kind of like a weird show, don't you think? There was a lot of politics in it, but there's also been a lot of other fun and exciting things with basketball as we move forward into the Olympics, which I'm really, really, really excited about to see how well our two national teams do. If you ever have any opinions, have something to say, you agree with me, you disagree with me, whatever, at @GSMC_basketball on Twitter. You can look me up on Facebook, all of that. So keep it locked. This has been your episode 9. We've had 9 episodes. So I'll talk to you guys next week when we come back with more info on the hoops games. I'm your host, Pauline, and I'll see you next time. Bye.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.